We are doing Sefer Maasiyot, and we are up to the very last story, even in the addendums. So this is it, guys. the story is told about one of the wise men. One of the wise men used to tell the story. In the name of one of the wise men, we have this story. That there were two brothers, and one of them saw that his end was near, and he said to his brother, he said, "I'm going my way, and I have this girl. She has I've left enough behind that she should be able to support herself throughout her life. I ask you, please take this girl and raise her, and don't marry her to anyone other than a person that has Torah."
Torah,
someone that has Torah in him. And she had this courtyard where she lived. She had fields, she had gardens, she had property, and she made good money. Her father left her this wealth, and he also left her 100 dinar. And he passed away and went his way. After a month, he said to himself, this brother, doesn't it say in our works, "Na'ar hayiti gam zakanti velo ra'iti tzadik ne'ezav vezaro mevakesh lachem"? Didn't King David say, "I've been young, I've been old, and I've never seen a tzaddik left alone that his offspring's required bread"? Let me experiment, let me test the strength of this verse with regard to this girl. So he called the girl and he said to her, "My girl, you should know, your father said to me that in some city out, some islands way out where, you have relatives. Do you want? Maybe I'll bring you to those relatives." And she said to him, "My master, you do as you wish." So he took the girl, and they went out on a boat trip, 20 days journey, till they reached the city out in the sea. They went up, and they entered the marketplace for perfumes. And he said to the girl, "You stay here till I go. I forgot something on the ship. I'll be right back." And the girl sat over there. And he went to the edge of the river, and he found the ship that was going back, and he left her. And when she recognized that he had left her, she waited till the night and thought maybe he'd return. But he didn't. Huh?
She
waited till night. All day she thought she was stuck on the island. She put her sleeve on her face and started weeping. And the people gathered around her and asked her, "Why are you crying? Do you need food?" And she said, "I cry because of my uncle, that he left me alone and went out to sea. And I know I haven't seen him till now." So the elders told her, "You should know, it's nightfall, and we can't leave you alone in the marketplace at night and we go home. Come with us, and you'll stay by one of us, with one of the women, until the morning. Maybe your uncle made a mistake, and when he comes, we'll give you over to him. And she said, "This isn't good for me, because I am Jewish. And at that time, it just so happened that the judge and the one in charge said, the one in charge of the marketplace and the judge showed up and they heard what she had to say. And she said to the elders of the town, "I can't go with you." And they said, "Is there no elder in the marketplace?" And they said, "Yes, there is." And they went to bring one of the Jews. And at this point, the book ends. We do not have the rest of the story. This is where the...
We can't compose by ourselves.
So I leave it to you to think, after all the messages that Rav Nissim Gaon has taught us, what would be the message of this story when the verse that the story revolves around is that a tzaddik is never left, his children are never left wanting bread. That is going to be the key to the continuation. And I wouldn't do this to you ordinarily, but what can I do? This is how the book ends. We're missing the rest of the story. And not only that, but Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who wrote footnotes to the other stories, it seems did not know of another source for this story. So he didn't write a footnote of another medrash where we could find the continuation of the story. So we're going to have to, there is a continuation, there was in the original text, but we are missing that continuation from the text. So we are going to have to leave the, all of us hanging, and I think it is very fitting to end this work of stories, leaving us hanging, because if there's one message that I felt maybe we didn't get enough from these stories, and I'll explain why, it is the message of the yearning for a better time. The stories on the one hand are meant to help us contend with the day-to-day. The stories we read, if we recall, Rav Nissim Gaon wrote them to help us understand philosophically how there are things in this world we do not understand, to contend with the evils of the world. And there is a placating effect that one can feel like, oh, now I understand, everything is good. And one can end the work and say, I'm happy with this world, everything's good. So on the one hand, yes, we should be at ease, we should reach a certain equilibrium with our faith. On the other hand, we should have a yearning for a time when things are better, when things are more complete. And I think it is fitting to end the work with this little tease of an incomplete work to remind ourselves that at the end of it all, things are still incomplete and we have to complete them.